Chester didn't have long to wait. In a few minutes, Tucker came bounding into the newsstand and up to the stool on the shelf. Harry followed him, ambling silently along, as always. Tucker Mouse took himself very seriously, now that he was the manager of a famous concert artist. "Good evening, Chester," he said. "You should excuse the suggestion, please, but I thought your tempo was off tonight in the Stars and Stripes Forever. You couldn't afford to relax just because you're on top, you know. And now let us begin the practicing." Chester crawled out of the matchbox. "Can't I even say hello to Harry?" he asked. "So say hello," said Tucker Mouse. "Hello, Harry." "Hello, Chester." "So, the greetings being over, let us get on with the practicing." Chester looked at Harry and shook his head. The cat smiled and winked. Tucker twisted the dial. Wearily, Chester crossed his wings into the position for playing. There was an Irish jig on the radio. The cricket prepared to fling himself into the first wild strains of the jig, but suddenly he dropped his wings and said, "I'm just not up to it tonight." "What's the matter?" said Tucker. "I don't feel like playing," said Chester. "You don't feel like playing?" the mouse exclaimed. "That's like the sun saying, 'I don't feel like shining.'" "Well, sometimes there are cloudy days," said the cricket. "Can't I have a rest, too?" Tucker Mouse is very much flustered. "Let him take a day off," said Harry Cat. "What's the matter, Chester? Is fame beginning to get you down?"
"I guess I'm just feeling Septemberish," sighed Chester. "It's getting towards autumn now, and it's so pretty in Connecticut. All the trees change color, the days get very clear with a little smoke at the horizon from burning leaves. Pumpkins begin to come out." "We can go to the Central Park," said Tucker. "The trees change their color, too."
It isn't the same," said Chester. "I need to see a shock of corn." He paused and fidgeted nervously. "I didn't mean to tell you yet, but as you may know, I'm going to retire."
"Retire?" shrieked Tucker Mouse.
"Yes, retire," said Chester softly. "I love New York, and I love all those people listen to me, but I love Connecticut more."